Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Have you had a chance to like reflect on like all the amazing comeback wins, what was built with Ben? Like, what do you think's ahead for the Bears?
I hope not a lot more fourth quarter comeback wins, but a lot more wins to come with Ben, and just keep stressing ourselves to be better than we were this year.
How much would you like to be a part of that, to stay here?
I would love to. Like I told him in our I love being here. I really didn't have no expectations for this year. Everything went out to the window when we got Ben, and I just was all in on it.
DJ Moore talking with CHGO on Radio Row during the Super Bowl. Didn't sound like a guy who was anticipating leaving right there. We got to win more games in the fourth quarter. We got to do this. I told him in the exit interview I wanted to be a part of this. So I like it. That's, you know, it's good stuff. And that's why people are conflicted, right? Because you got a guy that, you know, I know you guys haven't been listening all night, but there was a guy that called in, said that his 9-year-old son ran into his room crying, mad that DJ Moore was traded. And you as the adult might think to yourself, oh, that's a kid being a kid. But that 9-year-old kid only has 1/9 of his year. And DJ Moore is a huge part of it when it comes to scoring touchdowns. And so, you know, there is an impact there. And I think over the course of the night, I've come to the conclusion that I'm feeling very good about this trade. Not only for the dollars that the Bills are going to be eating up, but the second round pick and what the potential that could be, whether that be via a trade and added compensation or just getting another stud in the first two rounds of the NFL draft. So curious your thoughts, though. 312-644-6767 again, Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you. All the way to 5 o'clock, it's when Dustin Rhodes takes over with the pregame show, and then Mullion Hall, full strength, back at it, 5:30 a.m. right here on The Score. All right, let's go to Kyle out in Homewood. Kyle, Bears, it's kind of cool to see the Bears do it, right? Playing the business. If you're a fan of business and you enjoy, you know, seeing how a team is put together, you kind of like what's going on right now with the Bears.
First of all, who?
Okay, I love it. Let them know. Kyle, let them know.
I'm going to be honest, man. I think this is a home run. I just want to remind everybody who's conflicted about this how we acquired DJ Moore, right? You give up the 101 to receive a 101, to get a 9th in the first, 2 second-round picks, and DJ Moore. And you get a second-rounder back for him after having him for 3 years. Love what he did here. But I think between the Bills getting them, I mean, they're not spending any draft picks on wide receivers anymore. They can't seem to hit on any of them, right? So, you know, they have to give up the capital to get somebody who they know is consistent. I loved DJ Moore when he was at Carolina, comes over, and then we get rid of, you know, we get the cap relief. I mean, I just think it's a home run to be able to get a second rounder, personally.
Of course. And I think you bring up a great point, right? Where it's like buying a car, driving it around for 3 years, and then when you trade it in, You know, you do a lateral move. You didn't lose anything at the end of the trade. That's what you really feel like with DJ Moore, where, you know, you're not paying the tail end of his thing. He gets paid. Shout out DJ Moore getting paid. Shout out Ryan Poles for giving him the check. And now he's getting paid as a result still for another year, just from a different team. And then the Bears, as a result, get the second round pick. Now, do you think that second round pick is going to be used in a package deal for someone like a Max Crosby? Or you think Bears are just going to stockpile starters for the cheap at rookie contracts?
I'm hoping they stockpile. I mean, Crosby would be dope, but it's going to cost a lot. I mean, I know he's been a little bit injured. I just think there's more needs in other positions, you know. I don't know, and I was actually going to ask you, do you think it's do you go after, you know, the good center in Linderbaum, right? And then in free agency, and then you have the picks and stuff to be able to use on other players. I feel like hitting on that center in the draft, I don't know what that looks like, but is that harder to hit on? You know, are you going to be able to, you know, recover from, you know, losing Drew Dahlman? Should you get the center? I just think it's a lot to give up for Max Crosby. You know, I mean, if they want two top picks, what if you're looking at a first and a second this year? You can't give up a player that they're going to want. They're going to want a pick from you next year. And then that's it, you know, and then you just get one player out of it when we have other needs.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of the moment, right, Kyle, is that this is the game that needs to be played. And I think when the Bears gave up multiple first-round picks for Khalil Mack, the assumption was that, you know, those picks are going to be in the 20s and they weren't going to be as valuable and Khalil was going to come in and make an immediate impact. But I think when we look back, there was a bit of regret there for the Bears, probably because the record didn't reflect, you know, what they probably assumed it would have been, you know, had the Bears been that good. So here you are in that similar predicament, right, where you're trying to take the next step, or another step, I should say, and, you know, you see a guy like Max Crosby that could potentially benefit you in that way. So it's about what you're willing to give up. And I think they will be cautious when it comes to that. Because, again, they have to think about what they're thinking about that we're not thinking about, Kyle, is not just next year or the following year, but 3 years from now. They're thinking about the cap space and what it could look like. And obviously it's all, you know, changing in real time. But, you know, they're thinking about those things and how it lines up. So maybe younger players on rookie deals when you got to pay Caleb in a couple years. I don't know. But I think it's more inclined that they stockpile the draft picks. And because, you know, to be fair, Ryan Poles has done well in the second rounds, right? I mean, Luther Burden and Ozzie Chiprillo last year, Jervon Dexter, Tyreek Stevenson 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and then 4 years ago, Kyler Gordon and Jaquan Brisker. So, I mean, you know, second round picks have been great for Ryan Poles, and now he gets, you know, another one added to the arsenal. And then what we were also looking at earlier in the show is that, you know, none of his first round picks have been defensive players. So we haven't seen how he's valued defense in the first round when you're looking at air quote blue chip players. So that's going to be another thing that, you know, we're gonna have to look at. So again, it's just, but I have faith in the overall process of management to get the job done. Have they hit on 100% of their draft picks and free agents? No. But sometimes you gotta do that in order to figure it out. And I think ultimately, as long as when the tree shakes, you got a good team out there, you know, you're all right. And I think that's where the Bears are now.
Right. And I just wanted to make one more point, sure, too, is, you know, like I said, I see a lot of people who have the skepticism about the trade with DJ Moore. But let me ask you also, do you think that he was going to be a player that they might not have even gotten anything for and it dropped for free agency to clear the cap? So is this a win in that aspect of, like, you know, we could have gotten rid of him and dumped him for nothing, but we got something out of it? And then I think a lot of other people don't realize, too, is you're looking, you know, in the future, you know, if everybody thinks that Caleb is the guy, where he now has his third year to prove it, second year Ben Johnson system, he's going to need to get paid, right? I mean, we need to think about how much, you know, Ryan Poles, in my opinion, pissed away into the defensive line. And, you know, between Adangbo and Grady Jarrett, you know, who obviously haven't performed or proved themselves, and, you know, we need to bounce back from that.
Yeah, you have to. And, you know, you bring up the Caleb thing. You bring the DJ Moore thing, and you know, I can't help but to think about the, you know, sometimes you can work in a job and you can be successful, but if there's like a toxic situation, when that gets removed, then all of a sudden the company's a little bit lighter, it's a little bit better, things flow a little smoother. And I think we can all agree that there was tension, let's just say, between Caleb and DJ Moore, right? There was something there. So if we're talking about where the small victories are at, it's in that also, right? Where Caleb Williams now is unequivocally the leader of that offense. There isn't some veteran wide receiver, be it Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, that is, you know, hovering over Caleb like, yo, bro, I'm the man, give me the rock. Where he is like, now those guys are gone and it's Caleb's team with younger wide receivers. So he can be that super alpha. And I think that lends to better chemistry and flow of a team as well.
Sure. Yeah, I absolutely agree. Yeah, but that's all I had for you. Appreciate all the content throughout the morning. You know, and I catch you on the road as a truck driver. Yeah. And keep doing the thing.
Of course, bro. Appreciate you, Kyle. Next time I'm on, you know, I'll be looking out for your phone calls. 312-644-6767. That is the phone number right here to 104.3 The Score. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you all the way till 5 o'clock when Dustin Rhodes takes over. Then, of course, Mully and Hall jump on at 5:30. I'll be on with David 6 o'clock today. We'll be doing the Chicago lead myself, Ruthie Polinsky, David Hall. I'm telling you, man, radio is better because you could just wear a hoodie. You know, I think about Tyler. I think about that Little Caesars pizza we just ate, and I'm like, damn. Not, you know, because I have three different types of suits, Tyler. I have regular body suits. You know, like got a regular body. You'll get there. You're younger. You get there. Regular body suits. Then I have the, like, I've been working out for a couple times a week suits, you know, because I got slimmer. And then I've been eating some Little Caesars pizza suits. You know, I got three different kinds of suits. You know,
trying to think of the last time that I wore a suit.
Really?
It's been a while.
You know, it's so funny. So I did the groundbreaking ceremony for the Chicago Fire, which is, the stadium's going to be beautiful.
Shovels in the ground.
I've been a part of one. And I pull up to the ceremony, and you know, I'm the Ing Stadium host. I host a TV show. So they don't necessarily see me in a suit every day. So I pull up in the suit, and you know how that is at work. When you pull up in anything nice, people are like, oh my God, look at this guy. Oh, they got you to clean up. But I kept getting so mad when people were saying that, because I wear a suit every day for my TV show, the Chicago Lead. So I pull up in a suit and they're like, oh, look at this guy. He's looking so fly.
Maybe that's just seeing you in person. It's different than seeing it on a screen.
No, because I definitely got defensive and threw shade at everybody that said it. And I would just be like, well, I don't know. I wear a suit every day to work. Like, this is the same suit I'm going to wear on TV later. It's literally what I wore the same exact thing on TV later that day. But anyway, so people just don't know sometimes, baby T, you know, so I didn't know. So last time you wore a suit, when was it?
Trying to remember, honestly, it might have been the last wedding I went to, which was a couple
question.
Years ago.
Here's a better question. Do you know your suit size?
I do not.
Damn. That's some grown man stuff right there.
I do not know my suit size.
No, I know, but grown man stuff is knowing your suit size.
Yeah, but
like you should know where you're at. You're like, you probably look like a 42 regular.
I do have a wedding that I'm going to next year, which it will probably be the next time I do wear one.
Next year, dude.
Next year?
You're going to be a 44 regular by that time. Well, it's not going to. You're young though. You could lose it. You should know your suit size though.
I don't have enough super important stuff going on to where I
maybe this is why you don't have a lady. Maybe this is why you don't have a lady T.
Probably not. Unfortunately not.
Got to get you a blazer. You know what I'm saying? Because when you got to be ready to go on a date.
Stepping up in the world.
Just Gabe. A blazer. $30. Blazer. Burlington Coat Factory. $30. Get you a fly one. Just got them just saying. Trying to help you out. Little situations. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. We got Chris out in Rockford. So, Chris, how you feeling about this DJ Moore trade?
I'm feeling really good about it, but I really just want to talk for a second about
cream soda.
How bad Ryan. Okay. Well, no. That's a bad take that you had, by the way. But I want to talk about Ryan Poles and all of the bad decisions he has made that led to this decision.
Okay.
Because at this moment, this decision isn't really that bad. But it is because what Ryan Poles has done with the Dio Dangbo contract, the Grady
Terrible.
Jarrett contract.
Terrible.
Honestly, even the Jalen Johnson contract extension. Okay. I know this is a hot
Cole Kmet
for
extension.
A lot of Bears
fans. Let me add Cole Kmet's extension on there.
Uh-huh. No. I agree. Hot take for a lot of Bears fans, but Jalen Johnson was his own corner in Matt Eberflus's scheme. Dennis Allen is a lot more man. I don't like the scheme fit. I don't like the overpay. Tremaine Edmonds was an overpay right when we passed on Roquan Smith because he wasn't an off-ball linebacker. And then you paid Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards.
Ugh. It's bad. You know what I think? And let me go on and get your opinion on this, Chris. Mm-hmm. I think, and we've seen it, not I think, it's obvious that Ryan Poles, and maybe this year he had to learn from his previous mistakes, Ryan Poles, you know, allows the emotion to get the best of him sometimes. He's making decisions, right? When he's trying to say, should I re-sign Jalen Johnson and give him a lot of money? He's saying to himself, I'm a brand new GM. This is my first time I'm having to deal with re-signing a Pro Bowl player. And I want to do right by him so that the league sees that I take care of my guys. Right. And in doing so, though, he probably gives up a little bit too much money. But remember, this is a guy who Jalen Johnson wanted to be the number one paid corner in the league. And Ryan Poles sold him on a dream of being like the seventh or eighth. And that was at the beginning of an offseason when like other guys passed him up. And that's why there was rumblings of him wanting to, you know, restructure his contract. But either way, that point's neither here nor there.
No, that's totally fair.
Yeah.
And he's still definitely made some decisions, and you got to learn from your mistakes.
And he
there's just a lot of mistakes that have set us back
for this exact moment.
I
wholeheartedly agree with you, Chris. I think that, you know, what we fail sometimes to give grace for when it comes to general managers, head coaches, even rookies for that matter, is that they're learning on the job. And it sucks to have to account for that, right, in your algorithm and make it be a statistically significant variable that, you know, growth has to be something that's put on that plane. But it's true, right? Like Ryan Poles is a first-time GM. He's going to make some mistakes. He's going to make some bad decisions. And what you're really hoping, whether it's a coach, a rookie, or a GM like we're talking about, is that the majority of decisions they're making are good ones, right? So you have to be able to lean or you have to be able to hang your hat on a trade with Carolina to get DJ Moore and Caleb Williams, right? Like that has to be on the other side of your bad Dio Adangbo signing, right? Like you can't.
No. I totally agree. My issue with him is he speaks like a smart GM. He will talk about what he needs to correctly do, which is 2 years ago when he drafts Caleb Williams, he talks about building under a rookie contract with Caleb Williams. But then last year, it felt like he gave out contracts like it was a win now season. Mm. And now that is screwing our remaining 2 years or 3 years with a extension.
Okay, but we got to push back, Chris, and say, I want to reiterate that I am totally in lockstep with you. So I don't want you thinking that I'm pushing back on anything. But
No.
I'm in agreement with you. I want to be very clear on that first. But I do want to say, you know, when I mentioned, you know, guys learning on the job and hopefully getting better as time goes on, right? So wouldn't you say with all the missteps with the signings, a move like DJ Moore, so I'm assuming that's why you're happy about it, right? Because a move like DJ Moore rids himself of a bad contract that he signed while adding some, you know, rookie capital in the form of a second round pick.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Because I mean,
No. I know. And that's what I'm hopeful for. That's why I'm not calling for Poles' head or anything. I understand, honestly, learning from mistakes in life is the best way to learn.
Yes.
I'm just hoping that the mistakes are now in the past. And I really am excited to see what he does in free agency. But Bears history just tends to, we're going to make the third best signing at center or the third best signing,
Chris,
at edge,
the,
like a
here's
Bradley
the difference.
Chubb.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference. And I've been trying to, again, I'm the cynic Bears fan too, right? I always think that the worst thing is about that, but I've been trying to wrap my head around, and I think this offseason is going to prove it. What you're saying is what the Bears
have been doing because they've sucked. Right? It's just to call a spade, right? Like they've only been able to get the third best guy because the first two guys didn't want to come here to a bad team. And I think that now, as Bears fans, we have to swallow this pill that, you know, we are a desirable destination. People want to come play with Ben Johnson. People want to play with Caleb Williams. People have seen how electric Chicago is. So I think, I don't know, I think the narrative is going to change just because the players themselves are going to change it. Not because Ryan Poles is doing something amazing. Not because the Bears. It's just because the narrative is changing across the league. So I think you might get the best running back that wants to come here. You might get the best defensive end that wants to take a good deal to come here. So I think it's going to happen. And I think we're going to see Ryan Poles play with a brand new deck of cards. And I think the Bears are going to benefit as a result of it. I really do, Chris.
Tyler Linderbaum, if we're serious about getting him, he's an Iowa kid. Closest team to Iowa is the Chicago Bears. He was a Bears guy. If we're serious about getting Linderbaum in Ben Johnson's system, he has to be excited about that. I feel like there's no world where we shouldn't be the first option for Linderbaum. So if we're serious about it, and if Ryan Poles can do it, I will be very happy.
As you should be. As you should be, and as everyone else should be. All right, let's take some more phone calls. 312-644-6767. Obviously, everybody's having a lot of thoughts about the DJ Moore trade. You know, is it beneficial to the Chicago Bears? And is that second round pick going to be worth it? Ready to take your phone calls and your thoughts on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you until 5 o'clock right here on 104.3.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Score.
I love the move for Chicago because of the young weapons that they already have that are on rookie contracts. And what I'd love even better with Chicago, who's in a win-now mentality, would be to go and get Tyler Linderbaum to be your center to help protect Caleb Williams, to be able to get it to Roma Dunze and Luther Burden and Colston Loveland. And then go and get an edge player in this free agency. Cam George has talked about him being a free agent. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's Trey Hendrickson. But this is a win-now mentality for the Chicago Bears. You have a quarterback on a rookie contract, an offensive play caller, and Ben Johnson, who is everything that the Bears fans expected and hoped, and a defense that can take the ball away. Now you see the center and an edge rusher, and you're all set.
Sam Acho talking on NFL Live about the Chicago Bears and what the future could look like. Where are the holes and which ones need to be plugged immediately? It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you right here on 104.3 The Score. All the way till 5 o'clock. It's when Dustin Rhodes takes over with the pregame show. Mully and Hall got you covered right after that at 5:30. Getting you ready for the weekend. And, of course, I know they're going to be talking about all things DJ Moore and the implications on the team. And, of course, David Hall, myself, Rudy Polinsky, will be on the Chicago Lead later tonight on CHSN, 6 o'clock. Be able to get our takes on there as well. But I'll be much more rested than I am right now. Tell you that. Have a couple hours under my belt. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Bernie out in Northwest Indiana. Bernie,
Hey.
Talk to me, brother. What's up, man? Hey. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, man. I haven't talked to you for a while, so, you know, I was kind of surprised when I turned the radio on that you were on the radio, so.
You know.
I
tell people, Bernie, that I'm everywhere all the time, you know?
Usually I got to listen to Lionel Willingham overnight, you know?
Oh, I hear how much you guys love him overnight, so. talk to me about your Bears.
I think DJ Moore's happy that he's going someplace else because I don't think he really got along with, you know, with Caleb that well, you know? I think that they're still over the salary cap. You know, they're talking about, you know, going out signing free agents. Before you go to sign free agents, you got to get under that salary cap. And, you know, I mean, Tremaine Edmonds, I always thought they overpaid. They made him the second highest paid linebacker in the league when they got rid of a really good linebacker in the first place. You know, like I said, I think they're, you know, they still have a long way to go before they can try to go out and get free agents that, you know, that are gonna make a difference, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely a long way to go, but I don't know. I agree with the Tremaine Edmonds move. I think it's something that needed to happen. I guess, you know, the game we play as fans, Bernie, is we try to anticipate what the Bears are going to do to fill those holes. So whether it's, you know, getting the extra second-round pick, what are they going to do with that? First-round pick, what does that become? You know, who are they going to be starters? And I think that's like the sick game we play in our mind. But I think the bigger takeaway, the positive takeaway, is that Ryan Poles is being proactive in moving off of money, you know, getting draft capital as a result, and really try to position the Bears, you know, to do well in the future. Do you agree with that?
Oh yeah, you know, the thing about draft picks though is you got to make the right choices. You know, I mean, you know, if you don't make the right choices, you know, the one thing I've learned, you know, and I've been watching the Bears since this early '60s, and you know, I think that this combine, okay, that they have nowadays, mm-hmm. you know, the first player that the Bears ever drafted out of that when they had the combine was Alonzo Spellman. And they picked Alonzo Spellman because he was this super athlete, but he couldn't play dead, you know. And
I've never heard that one before. That's great.
You know, and I mean, you got to pick football players. I think the combine skews everything, you know. I mean, they're showing you the athlete, but they're not showing you the football player because it's the football player that's on the field, you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that out there. I mean, it's just hard, right? It's hard drafting. It's hard trying to get it right. And I think, you know, the biggest takeaway that we forget as civilians, I'll call us civilians in talking about this sports, is we can't possibly wrap our brains around how difficult it is to be a star. I don't want to say a superstar, but a star at the collegiate level, right? Dominant wherever you've gone in your entire career. And then you ultimately end up playing in an all-star game in the NFL, right? Where it's the most talented people across the globe playing that same sport, where you are no longer, you know, the best player on a team that plays in a bad league. It is now you are one of many really good players on a team, on a league full of teams that have many good players on them. And then you just can't separate yourself from those guys. And I think that's what happens a lot when we talk about boom or bust in the first, second, third rounds. It's just it's hard for guys. We can't imagine what it's like to try to have to elevate your game even more when the game that you have is what got you to where you know what I'm saying? Like it's tough. It's got to be hard.
Well, I think a lot of times what happens is you know, with, you know, you take your Alabamas, your Ohio States, you know, all your big programs, all right? They have five-star athletes sitting on the bench, okay? So you as a player, as a superstar, you know, we'll go to Justin Fields and Caleb Williams. They play on all these teams where they were the superstars. And the rest of the teams that they're playing against, okay, they might have five-star athletes on a whole team. So I think what happens is they all look better, okay, as players until they get to the NFL, and now you have all six-star athletes. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, so, you know, you try to, you as a general manager, you got to put your, you got to look at and look for football players, because that's inevitably what, you know, I mean, you take a look at Mike Singletary. Mike Singletary was a second or third round pick by the Bears. All right, undersized. Here's a guy that's in the Hall of Fame, and he's in the Hall of Fame because he was a football player, not because of his physical ability or his physical attributes. You know, I mean, like I said, it's hard. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean,
I played college sports. You know, I mean, I played with guys that ended up in the major leagues. You know,
yeah.
But you know, I just wasn't good enough to go. You know, so. Yeah. But they're there. You know.
You had to be a six-star athlete, not the three-star, Bernie. That's
it's the six-star one that makes it in the NFL. Right, right.
Hey, Bernie, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you hanging out with me, right here on 104.3 Score. Of course, you too, brother. You too. I wonder if people think that I'm the one that's in charge of like the volume for the you know, like if I got the things in front of me, Ty's over there just hanging up on people, cutting them off, and then I get the bad rap for it. You know what? I'll take it.
Get a little quick finger sometimes.
We're a team.
Tag team.
Let's go out to the phone lines again. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you. 104.3 to Score. Pre-game show starting in about 25 minutes. Dustin Rhodes, then Mullion Hall. Got you at 5:30. But right now, it's you, C-Note, out in Midway on the south side. What's up, C-Note?
Gabe, what's up, brother?
Nothing much, $100 bill. What's going on with you?
First time, long time.
Love it. Talk to me about this Bears. What are you feeling good about?
Well, Tyler's an awesome dude. I think he's a great guy. I like him. I've called the score a lot of times. I thought the trade was good. Got a second round pick. I don't think we're going to get Crosby. So you aim a little bit lower and maybe get Mac. Maybe get the kid from Miami.
Okay.
I forget his name. The pass rusher from Miami.
Oh, Chubb.
Yeah, Chubb,
mm-hmm.
And just do a rotation. I mean, we kind of spent our free agency cap, and we just got to be really careful what we're doing because we don't want to be like this every year of being like up against the cap because we sign long term contracts.
Right.
But I like what he's done, and like I said, the trade was great. We had a second round pick. Everybody was saying we get a fourth or fifth round pick for him, so we got a second.
I mean, I love it. I love the second round pick. I think, you know, you had to give up the fifth in order to make it work for the dollars. But it's one of those situations, you know, where everybody wins, right? It's not just DJ Moore winning because he's going to go play with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, but he got paid. The Bears gave him the check, right. Gave him the extension, and then said, here, bro, look, this guy, not only did we get you an extension, we're going to send you to the team that's going to pay the rest of it. Like, here you go.
And listen, you know, and I know that we can't pay that price. So.
Of course not.
You know, so I think what they did was a great thing. And, Gabe, I plan on talking to you a lot more. I love your show. Like I said, first time, but I've listened to you for a long time.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that, man. Always feel free to call in, especially if you got some hot takes. I always love that.
Absolutely, man. Have a safe night.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you, man. I'm just going to call him Cien. That means 100. Baby T. Did you know Cena was 100 bucks?
Yeah, I did know that.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Did you really know that?
Yes.
Are you just saying yes?
I'm not.
Like, I'm just playing.
Come on, Gabe.
I'm playing with you.
You think I'm out of you like that? You.
Look, a guy whose name is Baby T knows what a C note is. Let's be very clear. You know what I'm saying? If your name is Baby T, you know what a C note is. That's all I'm saying. This day has been, I mean, the way people have been talking about DJ Moore, it's funny because when we played the clip of Grody, he seemed concerned. Now, to be fair, Grody's always concerned about something. And so in this, especially when it comes to the Bears, so I feel like he's the realist in the situation. Like, there's a lot of holes here, guys. I know what we're going to do. But you have a draft, you have free agency, you have dollars. I think ultimately it's going to come up. So obviously the Bears getting about got about what, like $33 million in cap room. Is that what it is they're saying? Is that what you've been hearing?
Okay, yeah. So I think they were about $8 million under when they started with the flurry of moves, and now they created $44 million. So I think you're right. It's about $33 to $35 million.
Sounds about right. Drew Dalman retires, gets you the 10. Tremaine gets you the 15. DJ cuts it by 16.5. So you have 41.5 right there. So, I mean, it's just, there's money is what I'm trying to say. There's money. Not including, you know, what, so you got what could still potentially be happening again. Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift, don't.
Do you think there's going to be another cut? Because like I mentioned before the show, you don't just clear $44 million to, like, let's say, for example, Dio Odengbo. Like, there's going to be something bigger that's happening. But to your point, is there someone else that's going to be on the chopping block in the near future?
Listen, I do know this. I know Ben Johnson likes his guys. So, you know, this is his. No, let me rephrase that. Coaches and GMs like their guys. That's, I don't want to just say Ben Johnson. And this is Ben Johnson's first year here. He saw it with Ryan Poles and Velus Jones Jr. Everybody with two eyes could see that that wasn't a good idea, right? Reaching for Velus, getting him here, not panning out. But sometimes you hold on to him a little bit longer because you got hope. And I think when it comes to Ben Johnson, you know, he like his guys and DeAndre Swift and Cole Kmet that he's been, you know, that he's gotten a hold of over the course of that last year. But what do you think? 312-644-6767. I want to take a couple more phone calls before I get up out of here. DJ Moore gets traded. I'm thinking, do you think the Bills got the better end of that deal or did the Bears? Curious who you think ended up on top with that one. And then just, you know, thoughts on DJ Moore as a whole leaving the squad. 312-644-6767. Phone calls on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you till 5 o'clock right here on 104.3 The Score.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible cost may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Score. Let's get back to more Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score.
Good morning, everybody. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on 104.3 The Score. A couple more minutes before we get up out of here. course, leading you into Dustin Rhodes. That happens at 5 o'clock with the pregame show. Mully and Haw in full effect at 5:30. And they got some great guests for you guys. Dan Wiederer jumping on at 7:25. Brad Biggs at 8. Bruce Levine giving you the goods out there in Arizona. And then Abby Murphy, 9:25, hanging out with Mully and Haw. Again, that kicks off at 5:30 right here on 104.3 The Score. We've been talking all night long about the DJ Moore trade and just the implications, what it means for the Chicago Bears in the future, what the offense is. You can make a lot of assumptions based off of the trade. The reins for this offense, as they should, run through Caleb Williams. And what once was a situation where Keenan Allen dominated because obviously a childhood hero, you got to get in the rock. You can't just play your game. You got to tweak it a little bit because you got to get Keenan Allen his targets. And then, of course, DJ Moore last year. He's still the man. Why isn't DJ getting targets? What's going on? There's a little rift going on between him and Caleb Williams. I will say this. First, it was Drew Dahlman not wanting to play with Caleb Williams, and now it's DJ Moore. Oh, you didn't hear about that? Just some drama I'm stirring up. I think there was some Caleb Williams, Drew Dahlman drama. How you going to make the Pro Bowl? First year with the team, and neither Ben Johnson nor Caleb Williams made you feel so good that you wanted to stay? I don't know. Makes you wonder. But of course, with all these moves, what you're really wondering about is what's next for the Chicago Bears. And I think the conclusion we could come to is that there's still moves to be made. And one of them potentially is the signing of Max Crosby. I think most Bears fans would welcome it. I think the cost is a little interesting now that DJ Moore is gone. But Colin Cowherd talked about it, saying whether or not the Bears were going to be the favorites to land a guy like Max Crosby.
The Chicago Bears, they are now this morning the odds-on favorite to sign Raiders edge rusher Max Crosby. Go for it. Ben Johnson's an aggressive guy. Ryan Poles an aggressive GM. Go for it. It's the number one need, edge pressure. It's not a roll of the dice. He's an elite player. Leads the NFL since he entered in tackles for losses. He's 2 years younger than Myles Garrett, who was just, the defensive player of the year. And here's another reason why you have to strike when the iron is hot in the NFL. Yesterday, the Bears all-pro center, Drew Dahlman, who they just paid a fortune to last year, retired at 27. He's like, yeah, I'm done. Interior O-lineman, beat you up physically, I'm done. And so the Bears with Caleb Williams were the number one pass blocking unit and the number seven run blocking unit. And anchoring that was this great center from the Falcons that they made a deal for a year ago, Drew Dahlman. He just retired. And so he only got 2 years left with Caleb Williams on the rookie deal. He's going to get expensive real quick.
That he is. Of course, that was Colin Cowherd, FS1, talking about, Max Crosby and pulling the trigger. And I think that's, another theme that has been consistent throughout the night is, this game, this puzzle you have to put together as a GM of a team. And when it's Ryan Poles, every year your job is different, right? Your roster construction is different. The parameters are different. And so you can learn from what you've done in the past, but you have to do things like moving on from DJ Moore to be able to free yourself up for cap space so you can make other moves. And one of those moves could potentially be a Max Crosby. But again, then you put yourself in that predicament where you say, okay, think about it. When Ryan Poles first got here, he was tasked with getting rid of Robert Quinn, getting rid of Roquan Smith, and just starting over. And now he's on the other side of it. He's the team that wants to take on a Roquan Smith the way the Baltimore Ravens did. That's who the Chicago Bears are now, tapping on the glass, seeing if Max Crosby is available. But how does Ryan Poles handle that situation? Again, it's so unique and interesting that, every year it's a different, where you choose your own destiny, choose your own path, choose your own adventure. This is different, and that's what you're doing here. If you go with Max Crosby, you lose first-round picks. If you do not choose Max Crosby, you get to choose your first round picks or maybe find a comparative alternative to in form of a defensive end. But you know what? That is the beauty of the NFL, the beauty of being a Bears fan, and that is why it is the number one soap opera in all of sports in America, because it's captivating and it keeps you interested. And it kept us interested for 5 hours long today. And it'll continue all day right here on 104.3. The Score, as mentioned, coming up in just under 10 minutes. Dustin Rhodes with the pregame show, getting you all the details surrounding the big trade and everything that happened last night in sports. And then 5:30, Mully, Hall, together with some great guests. Dan Wiederer jumping on at 7:25. Brad Biggs time at 8. Bruce Levine at 9 o'clock, and then Abby Murphy jumping on at 9:25. Want to thank my producer today, Tyler Farrengall, for handling business.
Baby T. I said that's his radio name. Who gave you that name?
It was me. It was, in fact, me. All right, so you can catch me later today, 6 o'clock, on the Chicago League, myself, David Hall, Ruthie Polinsky. And I'll also be on B96 today from 9 to 2 for those of you that want to listen to some pop radio. All right, mi gente, that means my people. Hasta la próxima. That means until next time. I am Gabe Ramirez, and this is Chicago Sports Radio, 104.3 The Score.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.